Well, it's come to this part that I've got a little story to tell you, okay? And I really love this story. And actually, I'm just looking out. Some of you I know in school might have heard this story before, so I hope you'll enjoy it as we have this story for the second time. It's a story about a puppy. And his name is Bruno. Gorgeous little puppy. And Emily and Jack got Bruno for Christmas. What a brilliant Christmas present. Anyone here hope to get a puppy for Christmas? I would love a puppy. Yeah, Stuart's got his hand up. Okay, fantastic. Did anyone get a puppy last Christmas? No. Oh, we are deprived of puppies. Oh, let's just hope we get a puppy for Christmas, maybe tomorrow. But Emily and Jack absolutely loved this little puppy. They fell in love with it straight away. And they were so excited. And every morning, little puppy would come up and, as puppies do, breathe all over their face and give them a great big lick and tell them it's time to get out of bed, probably at 5:30 in the morning, as puppies do. But they fell in love with this little puppy. And they just thought it was fantastic. One day, little puppy managed to escape out the back door. I think it was through the cat flap, actually. Must have been quite a big cat flap. And the puppy got out into the snow and started to play. And then suddenly, puppy spots the neighbour's cat, Mittens. And right like a plough, right through the snow, Bruno went to chase Mittens. And my, they had a great time playing in the snow until actually Bruno and Mittens ended up in the forest and they got lost. And Emily was really, really upset because Puppy had gone missing. What were they going to do? They'd only had the puppy a week. Well, good old dad. How many dads would do that for their daughter or their child to get out and have a look for Puppy? Oh, there's one or two hands up. Good, we've got some loving dads here. That's brilliant. I'm sure we all would. And so Dad gets his boots on, gets his hair torch out in case it gets dark, and he marches out after this puppy. But he came back after 3 hours, and Bruno couldn't be seen anywhere. So they got Nana on the phone, you know, phone a friend. Nana, we've lost Bruno. Oh no, she said. I'm going to start to pray. And she talked to all her friends and her neighbours because they lived quite close. And Dad kept on looking, and Nana kept on worrying, and Dad kept on looking, and Nana kept on phoning. And it was just back and forth the whole day. Until evening came. And sadly, Emily and Jack had to go to bed. And they just didn't know what had happened to this beautiful little puppy. And they loved this puppy so, so, so much. But you know, Dad, to his credit, stayed up all night with his head torch in his boots, and he went out and he looked and he looked and he looked for Puppy Bruno, because he knew that that mattered so much to the family. Well, dawn came, and suddenly in the house there was a great crash, or at least that's what Emily thought. But actually, it came from outside. And she jumped up at the window and she looked down and the recycling bin had fallen over. And she wondered, what on earth is going on? And Jack and Emily raced downstairs to have a look at what was happening. Well, she was just about to say, Dad, have you knocked over the recycling bin again? When suddenly they realised that Bruno had been hiding behind the recycling bin. And he was a little bit messy and a little bit muddy than he once was. And Emily was so excited to have Bruno back. Dad had spent the whole night looking for this beautiful little dog because he knew that it mattered so much. I think Bruno had the best sleep ever. But you know, this story reminds us of another story that we find in the Bible. It's the story of the lost sheep, similar to the lost puppy. And it's about a shepherd that loved his sheep so much he went out and he did all he could until he found that sheep and brought it back. And I think it's a fantastic story about love. And it reminds us that these people were so so committed to finding this puppy, to finding the sheep that was lost, that they went all out to recover that little lost puppy or that lost sheep, because they knew that it mattered so much. And you know, tonight, it reminds me about a Father's love. It reminds me about a Father's love in heaven, God's love. And it is what the Christmas story is all about. And it reminds us from our reading that for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And it reminds us that God has said in his word that people matter, that we matter so much, that our lives actually are just like this little puppy. So precious, so fragile, and yet desperately in need of love, care, and the greatest attention and affection. And the Bible says that God actually loves us as our maker and as our creator with an everlasting love. And that's an amazing kind of love. You say, well, does God love everyone? Well, can you guess where that shot is taken? Any guesses this evening? It's London, you're absolutely right. And do you know what the sport is? It's Wimbledon, yes, I think I heard that correctly. But you know, when we think of the masses of crowds in this world, all different, from all different nationalities, we're reminded actually, the Bible says that God's love is for everybody. Because every one of us have been made in his image. And I find that amazing. But you know, Christmas time for so many of us is about the presents, which is great. It might be about having a ceilidh or a party, which I love. But so often, if I can say this tonight, these things are the very things that can easily crowd out, actually, what Christmas should be all about. And they actually take us away from remembering that there is a living God in heaven, a loving Father who loves us and who cherishes us with a precious, precious love that promises never to let us go. And like the love of Dad that was going out for Bruno, that never wants to give up on any of us. But it is a love that we can choose to reject. And at Christmas time, I actually find that very sad, when actually God has given us the greatest gift ever. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is why Jesus came. He came in love, that we might be brought into a right relationship with God. And all of these things which we go in for at Christmas time, if that is the sum total of our lives, then we're missing out. And as God looks on our lives tonight, you know, he sees this world, that without him, this world is lost. That's why Jesus had to come. Jesus came to be the great rescuer. And that was Dad in the story, wasn't it? Oh, great heroic Dad who put on his boots and took his torchlight on his head. He went out to rescue puppy Bruno because he loved that puppy so much. But God has come out to us in the person of his Son, Jesus. Jesus came to rescue us. Why? Because the Bible makes it so clear that without God, we don't have a relationship with him that he so desperately longs to give us. And actually, without God in our lives, then we lack that care, that love, that attention that our maker longs to give us. But more so, a place in heaven and complete forgiveness for all the wrongs that we've done, for every one of our sins. And the amazing thing about the Christmas message is, it's not just about a baby, although we love to think about this beautiful baby, but he grew to be a man. And we are reminded of the Easter story, that Jesus, on a cross, paid the price for every one of my wrongs, every one of my sins, that I might have a place in heaven, that I might be brought into a right relationship with God, my Maker. That's how much He loves me. And you know, as we look at Bankry tonight, great place. I love living in Bankry. When I was told on the telephone that you've got a job in Bankry or a place in Bankry, brilliant, but actually I had to look on the map. Where is Bankry? No offence. But actually, Bankry is a really, really well-known place. Because there's so many people I speak to. Like when I'm on holiday, I was on holiday in Campbelltown and I met a couple from Bankry just out of the blue. And it was amazing how much they were able to tell me about Bankry. So Bankry is more well-known perhaps than we think, but it's a great place. And actually, it's a place where a lot of folks go to church, and I think that's brilliant. It's a place where a lot of folks do lots of great charity work. That's not me, by the way, with one of those wigs on. But the question is, how do we actually get right with God, our Maker? How can we actually receive this wonderful gift that He wants to give us tonight? And for all the good that happens around us, church going and charity giving and all the good stuff that we think is great, but actually it cannot bring us any closer to God or bring us into a right relationship of friendship with Him. That's why Jesus came, the rescuer, the Savior, that He might give His life for us. Jesus is the only one that can do so. He's the one that has the power and the authority to transform lives. And I've seen so many people's lives transformed by God's power. So through Him, there is forgiveness, there is peace, there is hope, there is life, there is lasting joy, there is a relationship with God possible because of Jesus. And tonight, if you would like to think more about this or become a Christian, you know, God is saying to you this evening, don't run from me. God is saying to us tonight, don't hide from me. If you want to know the fullness of life that I can offer, if you want to know the friendship and relationship that I can give, then embrace me as a child would embrace their father. Take this precious gift that I have to offer this evening, and that is Jesus. And to trust Him, trust your life to Him in faith, and come to Him just as a child would embrace their father. I hope you have a great Christmas. I hope you have a fantastic New Year.